Good morning. This poem is written to my future daughter, and it's called Colorblind. My little drop of color, the world can't drink in your beauty. Your sculptor mixed hot cocoa with emeralds and orchid petals to make your melanin. He handcrafted your creamy brown complexion as evidence that you have been sun-kissed like oranges, and these divine origins must never be forgotten. Color blossom, as you grow, you will find that not everyone cherishes you like God. Some will say they're colorblind, that they choose not to see your hue, and that in their view, you're not black, you're neutral. Pale like bone, flesh gray like tombstone. Oftentimes, these colorblind have pure intentions. They're trying to make you and them feel more comfortable about your looking different. This handicap comes in handy for them because it makes it easier for them to say, see, I'm not prejudiced. I don't see color, so there's no way I treat you different. But what they don't know is that covering a flame to stop its glow also cuts off its oxygen flow. Their blindness will cast a blanket over your radiance that leaves you suffocating. And all in the name of not seeming racist, you'll be robbed of your uniqueness, your native languages, and the truth of what you've experienced as a drop of color. So cover your ears. Don't listen to them. They'll tell you, never mind your skin. It's nuance. It's semantics. Just be a blank canvas. Instead, you'll try to be their braille. In your poetry, you'll show them bruises that prove that this system favors the peach-skinned. But since they can't five cents the system, they'll say it isn't real. And you'll start to question, do I even exist? And if you let it, that will be the death of you. All that's left of you will ooze down the drain like wasted paint. My little drop of color, the world can't drink in your beauty. Your sculptor mixed hot cocoa with emeralds and orchid petals to make your melanin. He handcrafted your creamy brown complexion as evidence that you have been sun-kissed like oranges, and these divine origins must never be forgotten. Thank you.